Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
May 13th, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Maite Carrasco Wallace. Our Lady of Fatima, be a mother to me now. Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice. Christ our God, Alleluia verse, from Memorial of Our Lady of Fatima. Why is this happening? Why can't people just love each other? My sweet first grader unloaded her heart to me as she shared the biggest prayer intention of her class that day. I breathed a deep inhale as this part of parenting hadn't come to the surface yet. I exhaled a peaceful, comforting smile to my oldest daughter, so she felt safe in this space. She continued, "The children haven't done anything." My 7-year-old didn't understand the need for war or the point of Russia invading Ukraine. Fast forward to this year's Super Bowl, and the same inquisitive little girl that asked probing questions about a war she couldn't make sense of was now inquiring about a widely anticipated football game. Perhaps it was due in part to our hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada, hosting it. The main question this time was, how many people watch the Super Bowl? Since it was not for a couple more weeks, I had to look up previous numbers. Last year's Super Bowl set a record of 11.5 million American viewers, I told her. We both looked at each other with our eyebrows raised so high that I'm pretty sure I added permanent creases to my forehead. During that conversation, we both agreed how powerful it would be for us as American citizens and others across the globe to put into prayer as much enthusiasm as is put into watching the Super Bowl. It has been 107 years since the miracle of the sun in Fatima, Portugal. But the message of Our Lady of Fatima, whose feast we celebrate today, is more prevalent today than ever. We need to turn to Mary's Immaculate Heart to rescue us from a world that consumes us through distraction and pray for an end to all wars. I may not be able to offer my daughter satisfying answers to complex questions, but her hope for the world reminds me that peace and conversion begin with me. Our Lady of Fatima, please give us obedience to your message and be a mother to us now. Amen.